Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Federal investigators searched at least 8 locations in Minnesota today as they look into what they are calling a massive scheme to defraud the state's Housing Stabilization Services Program. Companies have received millions in Medicaid funds for services they did not provide. That's according to a search warrant application that says the Housing Stabilization Services Program has proven to be extremely vulnerable to fraud. The Minnesota DNR is looking for applicants for its special youth deer hunts. Big Game Program Coordinator Paul Burr.
These hunts take place in areas that aren't typically open to hunting, so they're pretty unique in that sense. The vast majority are in state parks, but for whatever reason, typically overpopulated deer populations, we do want some kind of controlled hunting going on there. It's just a great opportunity to get youth hunters out.
Minnesotans have until the 15th of August to apply. Vance Belter, the man charged with the political attacks of Speaker Melissa Hortman and Senator John Hoffman, has been federally indicted on 6 counts. New evidence was released from the search warrant, acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson.
Vance Belter set out that night to commit a targeted political assassination. His targets were State Senator John Hoffman, State Representative Melissa Hortman, and other politicians here in Minnesota. At least on the night of June 14th, he appears to have been targeting Democratic politicians.
The counts include murder, attempted murder, and stalking charges. Each count carries a sentence of life in prison, although the death penalty could be added for the murder charges. Belter's lawyer today said the defense intends to plead not guilty at a September arraignment hearing. And auditions begin next week for the 52nd annual Minnesota State Fair Amateur Talent Contest. Entertainment supervisor Shannon Bookda says there are 3 divisions, preteen, teen, and open.
We have had quite a few people sign up for auditions already, but we still have room for more.
She says they see all sorts of talent during auditions.
We have singers, pianists, cello players, storytellers, jugglers, yo-yo performers, bands, you name it, we see it.
Auditions run Monday through Sunday at the Bandshell stage. This is MNM. A man has died after becoming trapped in a grain bin this morning in rural Redwood County. The Redwood County Sheriff's Office says emergency crews were called to the scene around 9:30, and despite rescue efforts, the man was pronounced dead. The incident remains under investigation. Authorities in northeastern Minnesota say a man is dead after setting a home on fire and shooting at a firefighter and a police officer yesterday. St. Louis County Sheriff Gordon Ramsey says the suspect engaged 5 deputies and was fatally shot.
During the investigation, we found many homemade devices near the scene. And these devices at this point appear to have been designed to fire projectiles at first responders as they approached on the road.
Ramsey says one witness told deputies the suspect set fire to his own home. His name hasn't been released. And the Minnesota Star Tribune reports that Vance Belter's lawyer says the defense anticipates to plead not guilty at an arraignment hearing. A federal grand jury yesterday indicted Belter on 6 charges, including stalking, murder, and use of a firearm in the shootings that killed State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette.